تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يسأله من السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يرسل عليكما شواذ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواسي والأقدام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ذواتا أفنان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان تجريان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق وجنى الجنتين دان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان نضاختان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما فاكهة ونحل ورمان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن خيرات حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان حور مقصورات في الخيام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام صدق الله خالقنا المولانا العلي العظيم.
Today we taking some time, as we said earlier, to remember Brother Farooq and Mohammed. And one caller that I have on the line, a friend of his, is on the phone with me, and a member of the Imdadul family. I'd like to say assalamu alaikum, and those of you who have heard it many, many times on this program, my dear brother Usman. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Usman. Go ahead.
First of all, thank you for doing a tribute for our brother Mohammed Farooq. I want to extend on behalf of myself, my mom, all my brothers and sisters, and all the members of the Imdadul Islami Jamaat, our profound condolences to Sister Evelyn and the children, Farzan, Feroz, and Zafi, and their extended families, and all the friends, our profound condolences. May Allah give him a peaceful abode and grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and we'll keep him in our doors. And even my friend, we miss him. And anything we can do, we're here, and Baruchet, thank you. And I know today is your dad's anniversary as well, so we'll keep your dad in our dua. And to all the brothers and sisters that are listening, please make dua and ask Allah for a peaceful abode for our friend Brother Muhammad Farooq, and keep his family intact, in patience. And thank you very much, Brother Richard.
Well, if you don't mind, if you could just compose yourself, and if you could, give me a little bit, because I saw he was the founding president of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat.
He was the founder of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. He was a good friend of our family, and especially my dad and my mom. And he was an amazing friend of mine, and we have always remained friends. His family, you know, Brother Richard, there was somebody that passed away recently, and the family was keeping awake at their home at Lindilu. And myself and my wife, we went to the wake at the family home, and we remembered Brother Farooq, he used to live at Lindilu, and we used to go visit him every weekend, and we didn't have any kids, and Safi and their kids were like our kids. So we spend a lot of time together, our families and Brother Muhammad Farooq family, we still have that love and affection for each other. Whenever we meet each other, we hug and greet each other, and we share that love.
I understand that someone told me earlier today that your father, especially in him, he was very fond of him. A child.
He was like a son to my dad, and they had such a bond that because of their love and affection, that's how Imdad started. He was a visionary, and my dad, had cared and loved him, and we loved his family, and may Allah bless him. And I give patience to his family. I know, it's not easy to miss, a husband and a father. And we will keep him in our du'as always. And may Allah have mercy on him and grant him Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
And Richard, thank you for giving a little tribute to our friend.
You know, Brother Farooq, a couple of weeks ago we did one for Senator Fazil Karim, former Senator.
Fazil Karim from Trinidad, yes.
Yes, and I know you and your friend out of New York were very close to him. You were like the three musketeers. And I want to say to those of you who are listening, we do this because of lately, especially, death has become so casual. And when we have, whether you might not find it to be a special or important or a giant in the community, every individual would have been a giant in their home and in their family circle. And I just can't let it slip by. And if we don't, I try to make it as much as a funeral as I could. But this gentleman, if you heard 30 years ago, the Imdad, how long did Imdad started? Over 30 years or?
About 30 years, exactly 30 years, yes.
Today. And now he continued with 2020, 40-40, a World Islamic Mission, and now that he has this the Jamaat at Rivalda Road. He has spent pretty much most of his life, adult life, in the sphere of this deen, and, you know, trying to propagate Islam and to spread it as much as possible. So there are people out there, if you're listening, I want to give out the number. Feel free to call in, share your memory on this, brother. And we can not only that, let it go, but we need to. The architect of Islam in this community and Hinduism, I cannot let it slip by when people like this, you know, every time I have Brother Harun Salam, I have to express so much gratitude and love I have for him, for what he has done. We have people like Omar Farooq, people like yourself, Brother Sheriff of the Sunnatul Jamaat. I mean, there are so many. I remember the late Baj Khan, a name that can never, never be forgotten by me.
And you know, Brother Richard, he was also a fundraiser for the World Islamic Mission. We both stood on stage together and raised funds for the center that Maulana Nurani has started, the World Islamic Mission in Oakville. And myself and Brother Farooq, we stood on stage and we asked for donations for that masjid. Alhamdulillah, that masjid is close to completion, and Brother Farooq is involved very studiously in that masjid, and he was the architect of many of the projects that went on to bring that masjid to fruition. And he was also very loved by Maulana Shah Ahmad Nurani, the late Maulana Shah Ahmad Nurani. May Allah bless him and give him a place in Jannah. And if I recall, I think one of his children was named by Maulana Nurani, because he was our patron and he was our murshid. And I remember that we had many times visits when Maulana Nurani came here to the home of Brother Farooq and to the Imdadul Center.
I just had to take a call because my mother normally don't call me. She just called, and her last sister just passed away, Auntie Molly.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. You know, Brother Richard, we have so many deaths that happening all around us, and we know that we will have to go one day. But as human beings, it impacts us. So my condolences to you. And your mom for the loss of your aunt, okay? I mean, today is the anniversary of your dad, and you've just lost an aunt today. So my condolences to you, Brother Richard, and you take care.
Thank
and
you.
Allah bless you for what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Mamu. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Wow. Well, I want to share this next selection. I have it here, line up. And Brother Farooq, when he listened to this, and those of you in his company, when he's driving along with his grandkids, whenever I play this, he said, Brother Richard, every time you play this, the grandchildren always sing along. So I wanted to play this one for the grandkids, knowing that Grandpa would so love you and so proud of you as we enjoy this one together. Again, our condolences going out to the family, the friends, the members of the Jamaat that he represented. Please continue to make dua for him as I dedicate this next election in memory again of our dear brother Muhammad Farooq.
When you say Bismillah, Allah is with you and puts barakah in all what you do.
Bismillah, 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 Unud Allah. Bismillah, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. I wake up every morning, say God is the unique. I'm hungry, I wash my hands, but before say Bismillah.
Thank you. play, it's super. Wait, I have to pray, but before day, Bismillah. And when school is over, I can't play, it's super. Wait, I have to pray, but before day, Bismillah.
I don't like children who say Bismillah. I don't like children who say Bismillah.
Don't forget, never forget Bismillah. Don't forget, never forget Bismillah.
And when the night is dark, if you forget the dua of sleep, I would come in your dream when you forget Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
And when the night is deep, I say the dua of sleep. I read the story, but before say Bismillah.
Before drinking, before singing, before playing, before reading, before writing.
Bismillah, Bismillah, au nom d'Allah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Bismillah, au nom d'Allah.
And puja is conducted every day by Shri Kandaswamy. Everyone is welcome to visit Swamiji at 1830 Elsmere Road, Carlborough. Remember, the temple is open every day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You are all welcome to offer prayers, sit in silence and receive blessings. Devotees can book one-on-one visit with Kandaswamy for any spiritual advice on all matters. So come and spend some time in a spiritual atmosphere where you can feel positive energies and vibrations. Swamiji is very kind, humble and welcoming to everyone. Need more information? Call 416-412-1289. Until then, Jai Guru Datta. The Sri Nagapushani Amman Temple is open 7 days a week and puja is conducted every day by Sri Kandaswamy. Everyone is welcome to visit Swamiji at 1830 Elsmere Road, Carlborough. Remember, the temple is open every day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You are all welcome to offer prayers, sit in silence and receive blessings. Devotees can book one-on-one visit with Kandaswamy for any spiritual advice on all matters. So come and spend some time in a spiritual atmosphere where you can feel positive energies and vibrations. Swamiji is very kind, humble and welcoming to everyone. Need more information? Call 416-412-1289. Until then, Jai Guru Datta.
Mobile World Cup Extreme, the new era of Carnival Sunday, as Passage to Asia unleash their extreme all-inclusive experience with champagne from beginning to end, premium drinks, unlimited food and desserts at Mocha Maraval, Sunday, 11th February, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., featuring the reigning Road March King,
Bungie and Fan,
with the full Vikings fan,
Ravi B and Karma,
Howard George, and Jadel, Nyla Blackman, limited early bird tickets, $850, available at Passage to Asia restaurants and all advertised outlets.
Sheikh Halal Farms, now open to the public at their warehouse location, only on Thursdays and Saturdays, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
Passage to Asia Ultra Premium All-Inclusive
at Mocha Marvel.
Sunday 28 January
from 4 p.m.
to 10 p.m. Pouring premium bubbly with over 30 dishes and
delicious desserts with a live performance by
Kez the Band, The Music Bus,
Raymond Romneri,
and Dylan the Dan.
Featuring Nyla Blackman,
The Baron,
Iwer George, Santa Cruz All-Stars Rhythm Section. Limited early bird, $1,000.
Get your tickets at
Passage to Asia Restaurants and all advertised outlets.
TravelSpan is pleased to announce tours to Ayodhya, Varanasi, India, and Dubai. Plus Europe, Spain, Portugal, South Africa, Footsteps of Paul, and a Mediterranean cruise. TravelSpan Tours always has a guide to accompany you during the tour. You will always be with someone to ensure you have an enjoyable experience. Treat yourself, tour Ayodhya, Varanasi, and Allahabad, where the three sacred rivers of Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati meet. Plus North or South India. TravelSpan, serving the communities for 30 years with many tours with many options. Call TravelSpan in New York at 212-243-0865, in Canada 647-557-6200, in Georgetown 227-1701, in Verbis 337-4287, or in Trinidad 645-1604. So call TravelSpan Vacations today.
Mocha Extreme, the new era of Carnival Sunday, as Passage to Asia unleash their extreme all-inclusive experience with champagne from beginning to end, premium drinks, unlimited food and desserts at Mocha Maraval,
Sunday, 11th February,
4 p.m. to 10 p.m., featuring the reigning Road March King,
Bungie and Fan,
with the full Vikings fan,
Ravi B and Karma,
Howard George, and Jadel, Nyla Blackman, limited early bird tickets, $850, available at Passage to Asia restaurants and all advertised outlets.
Hey, that's right, Passage to Asia, and those of you who would be heading down, well, it's tomorrow. Get your tickets. Here we go now with Grenada celebrating their 50th anniversary as an independent nation, and we want to take some time to congratulate the people and the government of the beautiful Spice Isle, Grenada. This is Shabnam Radio, and again, those of you watching us want to say welcome. Sister Janet Firoz is sending condolences to the family of Brother Farooq, and of course from the Central Islamic Organization of Guyana, CIOG. Again, please, anyone who would like to call in and share their memories, we'd make some time and open up the lines for you, okay? So please feel free to give us a call. Here we go now with the special item as we celebrate with all Grenadians on their 50th anniversary.
The cleanest breeze on the water. Friendly people meet in every corner. Togetherness and love is what we stand for. We stand for.
Hey, that's right. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and of course, that was on Wednesday, and boy, what a celebration it was indeed. But we continue to celebrate here their anniversary, and again, they say upward, forward. Right now, again, we continue on the program. You know, while we were talking about Usman, I got a call, and my mother normally don't call me or my cell phone, and I had to take the call, and I just found out that her sister just before her, my last aunt on my mother's side, passed away. And Auntie Molly, formerly Diljon, those of you from Prince's Song would have known that name, the Diljon. She lived most of her life after leaving Prince's Song in New York. And she was still active, you know, into so many social clubs and whatnot. And whenever she's here, she's the auntie that we call the Amazing Grace Lady. You know, when we had any family get-together, we always turn to her. Auntie, even when my father had these political function and she's there, he would ask her to sing, and she always would be brave, and she would stand up, a proud Christian lady, and she would always belch out Amazing Grace. Today, my mother is hurting, I know. And my mother's the last of them. And this sister just before her, they were very close, and she was laid up in the hospital for a little bit with a throat infection and some situation with her throat. And I could only imagine how you're feeling, Mommy. And you know, when you reach at this age, you think, I might be next. And you know, and when we hear so many people passing, and I mean, you know, everyone listening today would have had a taste and a brush with death. And it doesn't get any easier indeed. However, I believe at times like this, we always need to remind ourselves and each other that we too will have to leave this place we call home and return to our Creator. With that, I would like to dedicate this next selection to my loving aunt, Auntie Molly Diljon, we so known as, fondly as, and we'll always remember her. May God Almighty grant her a place in heaven indeed. From God we come, and to Him is our eventual return. Let's enjoy this one together as we remember my dear aunt, Auntie Molly.
Thank you.
in loving memory of Molly, formerly Diljon. I don't know her last name, and I should, right? My aunt. But again, Auntie Molly, as we so fondly known her, may God grant her a beautiful place in His heaven indeed. Well, we continue here with the program, and just want to say the lines are open. Feel free to call in with any, if anybody listening are not going to set up what time, you feel free to call and share. I have to read this one very quickly. It's from the Central Islamic Organization of Guyana. I wish to extend condolences to the Farouk family on the return of our dear brother Farouk to the Creator on behalf of the CIOG, the Central Islamic Organization. He was indeed a very quiet spoken person, and he did work very hard for his family, with his family at the Imdad Jamaat just before he and some members decided it was time to get their own organization and mosque. That was the beginning of 4040 at the Islamic Center, as it was known. His devoted wife was always with him, working at the Imdad al-Jamaat. Very nice lady known as Evelyn. My condolences to you and your mother on the passing of her sister, your aunt. Thank you. Stay good. Well, I guess I'm supposed to read that out so loud, but, you know, Brother Farouk had many, many friends in this community, and of course, being Guyanese, everyone would remember him and knew him, and maybe have touched their life some way or the other. On behalf of Sheikh Halal and his entire family, he is sending out his condolences to his friend and his family, that's Brother Farouk's entire family circle. I'm sure he'll be reaching out to them personally. Those of you who would be heading out to wake is at the Saida Khatija Center later today. As we continue on the program, we have another nice one. Well, you know, it's coming up, it's Carnival weekend in Trinidad and Tobago, and of course, things are heating up indeed. Well, did you see what happened in Tobago? Well, I tell you, Tobago is under, well, no beer advisory on the beach, on the beaches. The entire coast of the coastline around Tobago, my paradise, is filled with oil, the smell, and the thick, gooey stuff. It's really a disaster. And when I saw that, I was wondering, how come they're bringing in an American team to take care of that? And Trinidad and Tobago has been an oil-producing country for so many years. How come we can't clean up that? I mean, thank God we didn't have any spills or accidents. And then I started to think, what if, and I hope it's a lesson for Guyana to see, are they ready in case something happened? Because, you know, it's, I think it's 6 inches or 8 inches below sea level, and it's such a wide coastal area where they have so much farming and other activities taking place. The fishermen depend so much heavily on it. So, boy, it makes you wonder, right? And I think the region should really take check now. So I think we'll wait and see what's going to happen. I hope something sooner, because the big, imagine the coral reef, the fishes in on the coastline, and the reef is not far from the inland, right? And so the fishermen and the people depend so much at Castara and other places for their livelihood. So it really is a disaster. And even now, I'm not sure if they found out where that ship came from that washed ashore, flipped over, and spilling so much oil. Well, keep an eye on it, those of you planning. And this long weekend, Easter, could you imagine how many people already on the island, and what can they do? Can't go to the beautiful beaches. Well, we continue. Here is one as we get you ready. And this is a nice one. They're still alive and making music. This was done in Grenada a few years ago. I thought I'd share it with you. And those of you on television, well, you can watch it and enjoy the video. Again, those of you listening to us on the radio and would like to watch, simply go to mycstv.com. mycstv.com, and you can catch us live as we do the radio and television together. By the way, on behalf of all of us here at WTOR, we want to extend to all the producers who work so hard over the week to make all their beautiful programming available to all of us. Want to extend to you, our listeners, a big thank you on behalf of Arifa Mustafa, especially. She's the boss lady, you know, and always doing a show Monday to Friday. I think it's about from 3 o'clock to closing. So, Sis Arifa, hope all is well. And again, on behalf of all of us, all the producers, to all the listeners, thank you for listening. Now, you could watch us, all right? So, do this. Go now to mycstv.com. Oh, and to the brother from St. Vincent, your radio, your gift is at Ken's Jewelry. All right, feel free to drop by. So let's take it away, my brother, with this one. Abhishek, let's get that one ready. Are you ready?
Let me go.
Let me go.
Met many people trying to make confusion, trying to put Baron against me. Some people are an imposter and blessed with imitation, and now I'm trying the song just like me. But I would like to let those people know, for 14 long years Baron did leave and go. 1979 is when I came on the scene. Then Baron came back in. But I don't sound like the Baron. For your information, the Baron don't sound like me. So when I'm singing my tune and you hear a sweet croon, I'm just being me. Ding, 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 la, ding. She like when I'm just in some fancy style of fashion, or wearing some costly jewelry. The top of the female talking to 4 or 5 women, and I'll say I'm trying to be like, but it's one thing that they don't understand. Baron like woman with big long bam bam. I just love nice things and I am being friendly. Yes, it makes me happy. But I don't look like the Baron. If I should mention Baron more nasty than me. So whenever you see me looking nice and dandy, I'm just being me. Baron address each other as brothers. We think that's the way that it ought to be. But through jealousy, some people just get in harass and decide to make a controversy. Even reporters and all join the brew. And the question is, who has more gold than who? And when I'm not feeling to put my son, they just say that it's in the front. But I don't have gold like Baron. For their information, Baron don't have gold like me. So whenever I'm wearing, it's not flammer flaming, I'm just being me. Myself and Baron address each other as brothers. We think that's the way that it ought to be. But through jealousy, some people just get in her right and decide to make a controversy. Even reporters and all join the blue. And the question is, have more gold than who? And when I'm not feeling to put my son, did I say that it's in me? attention. Always take my run warning. We both have one thing in common. It's a gift from heaven, but I love him and me. Wait a minute. Myself and Baron, we both have religious background. So we enjoy singing from since we small. It's just as while we are on a stage performing. So natural that we don't have to fall. We just relax and let the feelings flow. Do what we want. Wherever we go, it's a gift from God that we both receive. So please don't be deceived.
So please don't take me for Aaron. As you can see, he hallows those unlike me.
But whenever you see me looking nice and dandy,
he just me and he.
That is the song of the Baron. That's a sweet soul commander, of course, Sugar Aloes. I hope it brought back some memories. And of course, you know, getting ready for Carnival, you know, it's a mellow one. And today I think I didn't plan it, but somehow it's turning out to be a mellow show. Sandy Ganesh, remembering her mother today, and she passed a year ago today. And taking some time to remember her also. 416-848-7772. Maulana Shahzad had some fun memories also of his Uncle Farooq. Maulana, if you're listening and you wanted to call us now, this is the time. 416-848-7772. Please feel free to give us a call. And again, I just want to say hello to some of our regulars, you know. Om Namah Shivaya, my brother, how are you? He's just sending out love as he always do. He's receiving his dialysis around this time. Sandy Mum, Gloria Prasad, we're remembering her today too. Also, Kamal extending condolences and sympathy to your mom and family. It's a journey we all have to take it easy, indeed. Anna and Wayne sending their condolences and sympathy to my mom and your family. Thank you, Anna. And Sister Lil, dear Richard, our deepest condolences going out to you and your family during this difficult time. From the little you said, he was a kind person and may his soul find peace. Sister Mina, sending condolences again. Thank you. Thank you all. We continue here to keep you company. And as you could imagine, you know, the week is coming up, and at 5:30. So those of you would like to would be heading out, I'm sure you would be making your way over to the mosque, getting ready. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Maulana Shahzad.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, you want to share some memories that you have of Brother Farooq? What little you knew of him?
Yes, alhamdulillah, I knew him since, you know, first and foremost, I'd like to send our condolences to his family for my mother and myself. Growing up, I knew Haji Farooq Mohammed, a very nice gentleman, growing up a small, and my mother as well, even though she worked. My father, my late father, knew him very, very well, good friends from the Amdadul Jamaat, very, very good family.
And I also at the World Islamic Mission, where you usually attend, he was a very vibrant member of that Jamaat also.
Yeah, of course, he was. Yes. And alhamdulillah, may Allah bless him. you know, bless him for all his great works that he has done for Islam, you know.
Thank you, my brother, and give our regards to your mother. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
Yes, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus and sabr to his family, inshallah. We'll keep him in his duas.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Well, we continue here with the program, and again, 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. Feel free to give us a call.
क्या याद क्या है